Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. I want to share something with you that I had to come to the realization one time. And even in the reinvention of myself right now, I've had to come to that. And I want to share it with you today. Give it to you. I want to tell you about something that a lot of people do in their life. And I want you to be aware of it. Here it is. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. I said, don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. The reason I'm saying this is because people have a tendency to, once they make a decision about something, or once they decide to go a certain path, they go against all everything. Anything anybody says, anything anybody might do, any other ruling they may come across, they shun advice. They don't listen to counsel. They just, I made the decision. I'm going to do it anyway. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. Now, here's a surefire way to tell if you're wrong. If you don't see any movement in the direction you've chosen, if you don't see anything going right in that decision, if you feel as though you're in a rut, if the wall you're climbing seems so insurmountable that you ain't even moving an inch, and every time you turn around, you keep getting knocked back down. Don't get stuck on yourself. You know, you could be wrong, you know. See, that's why it's important for people to always be open to the reinvention of yourself. You know, you cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself. In other words, you can't be afraid to change. Change is necessary when it comes to growth. There is no growth without change. You cannot grow and never change. And I'm sorry, it's like from the time you were born, you are constantly growing, but in that growth, have you not noticed you have constantly changed? The more you know, uh-oh, listen to this. The more you know, the older you look. Sorry. Sorry. But there is no growth without change. And I have found this to be true and the case. The more you know, the older you look. Now, you can do drugs and kill both them theories. Because you can do drugs and not know nothing and look real old. So, you know, there's a way around it. But I'm talking about if you're spending your life trying to make something out yourself. There is no growth without change. You cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself. So don't get stuck on yourself because you could be wrong, you know. If you're heading in a direction and ain't nothing going right in your life, could it be the wrong direction? If you're climbing and you're making no headway, could it be the wrong direction? Could you have possibly made the wrong choice? Don't get stuck on yourself because you done made the wrong stuff. It's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to let yourself off the hook. It's even smarter sometimes to admit that you were wrong. You ever met somebody ain't ever wrong? Have you ever met somebody you talk to, they ain't ever wrong about nothing, man. They just, it's they way or the highway. It's this is my way. This is I know people like that, stuck on them power trips and all like that. You know what I had to learn how to do? I had to learn how to let them go on them power trips. But listen to this, though. You're not taking me on that trip, though. You're going on that trip by yourself. I'm going in the right direction. I've decided to stop the way. Okay, listen to this person. This person. I decided to stop doing business the way I was doing business. I decided to stop to allow business being done around me the way business was being done around me. You know what? You know the best decision I made was to allow for God to have some say-so and to offer me his direction. I have found him to be a better driver than anyone else I know. I have found him to know more about the man he made than anybody else who's merely associating with me. I have found it to be a fact that my maker knows more about the vehicle he created than does anybody else. If your Chevy break, don't you take it to Chevy? You don't take your Ford when it break down to a Toyota dealership. They not gonna know everything that the Ford dealership would know about the vehicle. You know why? Because they're not the maker of it. So now, why are you letting your life being led, controlled, and guided by somebody other than your maker? I'm just asking you to let's all take a common sense look at this. So if going to your maker is the best way, the best decision I made in my business was take over my brand myself and to allow the maker of this brand. See, without God, I'm none of this. I'm none of this. I want you to clearly understand I ain't none of this without him. I wish I could have the guts to reach back there and pat myself on the back for what I've accomplished in my life. I wish I had the guts. I wish the nerve of me, because I know for a fact that there is no way that I could have manufactured the life that I have. I could not even have thought of it. It's no way I could have told you that this was the route I was going to take and this is the outcome because of it. I had no idea, no clue. The one thing I had, though, was an unshakable faith in God. I had I just kept believing in him. I kept believing that he had something more for me. And then when I touched base with him and asked him to show me what it is, what he had for me, ta-da, the magic show began. Because you know what he did? He took all my natural abilities that he had given to me, this gift that he gave me, that he poured into me at birth, that same gift that he poured into you at birth. The moment you go to him and let him show you that gift, and then guess what? Once he takes what he naturally put in you and put his superpowers on top of that, then you have some supernatural things going on in your life. And you may not be feeling me. I'm cool with that. But I done had some supernatural things happen to me. Every day I wake up, some supernatural, the rewards of my life, the awards of my life, the accomplishments, the how I'm working, the how I manage it all that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. You can't even explain this schedule to people. Sometimes when people ask me, Steve, how do you do it? I go, well, this is what I manage my time. Then at the end of when I get through, I say, hey, man, you know what I need to tell y'all for real? It's God. I don't really know. But I'm letting him manage me, so he handling it. He ain't going to put no more on me than I can bear. Listen to me, y'all. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. And remember this. Don't get stuck on yourself because you could be wrong, you know. You absolutely could be wrong. If you don't tie this to your gift, you will be struggling the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention is required at this particular time. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's Steve talking. The rest of these people you're about to hear is the people that make the show happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve.
Carla Farrell.
What's happening, Steve?
Ladies and gentlemen, Keir Spates, lovingly known as Junior.
Morning, Unc.
The bitterest old bastard on radio.
Whatever you got,
BB.
I hate it. Whatever you got, I hate it.
J. Anthony Brown.
Whatever you got, I hate it. I hate it.
Oh. Here is the second sexiest man on earth. Right behind Idris Elba.
Yes, sir.
What?
Oh, please.
It be me. This top of the morning, baby.
Steve, you must really be tired, huh?
Exhausted.
Yeah. I figured as much, yeah.
I really just wanted to hear him say, that would be me.
Yes, sir.
Jay, can you believe that? I mean, I know you're Team Tommy. I know that.
I'm Team Tommy. Whatever he say he is, he is.
Thank you, sir. With Idris Elba? Okay.
Whatever.
People's sexiest man alive.
Whatever Tommy say he is, he is. He wouldn't say it if he isn't, is it?
Tommy said he was number two right behind Idris.
If he isn't, is it, he wouldn't say it.
If I isn't, isn't, and you're going to hear what he said.
Okay. All right.
This boy is so confused.
I know.
But Tommy, how can you say that? You have a mirror at your house?
Show him how you say it, Tommy. Show him how you say it.
Do you have a mirror at your house?
I am.
Show him how you say it, Tommy.
The sexiest number two man in the country.
There it is, right there. He just said it. That's how he said it.
He said it, too, and it sounds like just
what it is. You
talking
about from the People magazine?
He the sexiest number two man.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
When somebody say number two, what are they normally referring to?
You know.
Wow. It ain't a pencil.
Oh God, Steve! It's early.
That was wrong.
It's early.
That visual, all of it, just bad, man.
Just got to say that.
Yeah.
Friday, baby, let's get it
all day long.
Hey, I think we're gonna change this stuff.
So let me get this straight, so I'm on board and I understand. Because after the election, I just quit watching. I was exhausted. Stacey Abrams is gonna be in a runoff.
It looks that way, Steve.
Yeah, it looks that way.
It looks
wait,
that
is
way.
It looks either it is or it ain't? What do we mean it looks that
well,
way?
Well, no, you got to wait till all the votes are counted. There are a lot of votes that, yeah, she hasn't conceded because she's waiting for each and every vote.
Well, Jay,
to be
what did you tell me that for?
I said it would be a runoff. That's what they're saying. That's a possibility of a runoff.
Yeah, it's
that's
a possibility.
Possibility.
Yeah.
Man, he told me yesterday. Mm. Jay told me yesterday it was going to be a runoff.
Well, I mean, it's looking more and more that way. Yeah, it could be. Yes.
I tell you what, it damn sure better be, Jay.
I know, that's right.
It need to be.
At least shouldn't have been here thinking about it all day.
Florida, too, Steve. Possibility mm-hmm. of it one being down there, too.
Wow.
How can that be? He conceded.
Yeah, but he conceded, and perhaps now he's getting more information about some of the votes and that are coming in. So now...
The same way Tommy is number
well.
Two. The same damn way.
All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, we're going to talk about today's headlines and what is going on at the White House right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here. She'll have the latest on the investigation of yesterday's mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. This was horrific. I mean... It's hard to put it into words, the pain I'm sure that these people are feeling and all over the country. 28-year-old former Marine Ian David Long, the gunman who stormed into the Borderline Bar and Grill and killed at least 12, including a law enforcement officer, Sergeant Ron Helis, and injured more than a dozen others. It was at the Borderline Bar and Grill, as we mentioned, during the club's weekly college country night. The gunman is dead from a self-inflicted wound. Several patrons broke windows to allow others to escape, cutting themselves on shards of glass as they exited. President Trump has ordered flags flown at half staff on all public buildings and military facilities until sundown on Saturday. And he thanked the first responders, Steve. Man, oh, man.
Wow. That's sad.
Here we are again.
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. You know,
yeah, it's hard to put it. I mean,
I'm just at a loss sometimes because what are we as people that we would do things like this to other people? I mean, it's happening far too often, man.
Yeah.
Our country has to do something. We are so doggone free that we free to do whatever. And then guess what? And then after you have exercised your freedom to do whatever, good or bad, sinful, break the law, we got the nerve to spend all this taxpayer money to have a trial for you. Mm-hmm. That's what's amazing to me. You did it. You was the man that shot all them people. Now, I'm not referring to this guy right here because he's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
But all these other people that do this, and then they go into custody. Now we got to wait a trial, spend all this money for what?
Yeah,
taxpayers.
It's you, the guy that did the shooting in Pittsburgh. He's getting a trial at the synagogue. Mm-hmm.
Dog, yeah. He don't get no trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, let me tell you something, man. You do this in some other countries.
Oh, it does. No. Yeah.
Bro, I got news for you, man. Yeah. But see, this country has more incarcerated people than anybody in the world, and we're the freest country in the world. Something's wrong, man.
Yeah.
But here's like the other thing. It's like we want to be so angry with Mexico and Colombia for flooding the United States with drugs. If we wasn't using them, you can bring it over here, but if ain't no sales.
Come on.
You know, what you got to do? You got to take it somewhere else.
Somebody buying it.
It's a deep thing. And instead of addressing the problem of addiction, helping people who want to get clean, you know, stop locking up people because they committed a crime to do dope and get these people off the dope.
Yeah.
But man, cocaine comes nowhere like it comes to the United States.
Wow. Hmm. And you know, Steve, because of the shooting and because of what this guy, this former Marine, was going through, they say he was suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And they're looking at that. They're going to start looking at mental health more. But there's still the problem of all these guns on the streets, you know, with these mentally ill people.
And, but, you know, that's another problem,
yeah.
How we treat our veterans when they come
home. Yeah.
You put these veterans in all of these horrendous conditions. Yep. Then you bring them back home and you provide no services or care for them.
Yeah. Exactly. He was in Afghanistan, right?
Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. You have any idea how many homeless vets is here?
Yeah.
I did a show on it the other day.
Wow.
There's so many homeless vets. How do you serve your country and we can't get these people a house when they come back?
Yeah.
So true. He was living with his mother.
Yeah, Thousand really Oaks, one of the safest communities in the country, they're saying about Thousand Oaks, where the shooting occurred. One of the safest communities in the country.
Bad. People send their kids to college, they don't expect that to happen.
And this club that they had up there, every week they would have the 18-year-olds on that particular night.
Yeah, 18, right.
Yeah, it was the college night.
The college night.
For country music.
Line dancing, you know, things like that. Just having fun.
Just fun.
Just having fun. As you should as a college
But like Tommy said, you send your kid to college,
you
don't expect him to come back in a box.
No.
It's horrible. The families... Man, your child, these police officers.
Yeah, the first
everybody.
Responders, always. Yes.
Yeah. You know, doggone gunman up there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Dude that walked in the church, the one that walked in the synagogue, the one that walked in that movie theater. They just keep walking in. What are we having trials for these people for?
Yeah. Yoga classes, school. Yeah.
It's amazing. We never worried about any of this when we were growing up.
No.
None of this.
We didn't.
This is what these kids deal with today. Stuff like this.
And that's sad.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We're here far too often. Also, Stephen, other news, along with Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigning at the request of the president.
He resigned.
Well, the president asked him.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They
walked
him
out the same way.
Turn in your resignation. That's fine.
Yeah. And then, isn't that what his note said? At your request, I am tendering my resignation.
Yeah, that's what it said. Yes.
But anyway, at the request of President Trump, the president is now banned CNN White House chief correspondent Jim Acosta from the White House. Man, oh man, was he so combative and just bitter sounding. And
yeah, we have a bigger problem than that. The guy that he put in as the attorney general is a guy who has come out and spoken against the Mueller investigation and the Russian probe vehemently. They've got radio interviews directing. He's talking about it's a sham, it's a hoax, it's all this, it's gone too far, there is no collusion, there was no anything.
That's why he got the job.
See, he can't do his job properly. They cannot let him be in charge or have anything to do with this Mueller investigation, because before he even got the position, he said he wouldn't have it.
He certainly did. But that's how the president rolls. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to move on. We'll come back to this throughout the morning. Coming up next, it's The Nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, some great news from Gabrielle Union and her husband, Dwayne Wade. They welcome their brand new baby girl to their family. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I didn't even know she was pregnant.
She wasn't. We'll talk about it in a minute. Right now, it is time for The Nephew. He's here with Run That Prank Back.
God,
it's all right, baby.
It's okay, Steve.
Yeah, it's okay. What you got, Neff?
Deborah K.
Huh?
Deborah K.
You and Deborah K.
Yeah.
It's Mary K.
No, not this one. It's Deborah K.
Who is Deborah?
You finna see. Run it.
Hello?
May I speak to
this?
Let me tell you something to you. My name is Wayne. You did my auntie's hair yesterday, and now I don't know what you did. I don't know what kind of glue you'd use with weaves or whatever, but my auntie had and fell out in church today.
I don't even use glue, because I don't even know why you coming at me on the side tip anyway about your auntie.
My auntie.
Who the is your auntie?
My auntie is Deborah, and I have
fell out. I don't know no Deborah. I don't do no Deborah hair. You talking about I use glue? I don't use glue. I've been sewing the hair since 1982. You come coming at me with some glue. I don't do no glue.
Hold, who you think you tripping with? Look, let me tell you.
What do you do? You coming at me on some side. I'm on some Deborah. I don't even know no Deborah.
Look, let me say this to you. All I'm saying is.
You got to say. Say what you got to say, because I'm serious about my hair weave. You coming at me with some glue. It's too hot for some glue. That be done melted on the side of your head.
Well, that's what happened, and I have fell off in service, and all the church members is sitting there laughing at her.
Well, she shouldn't have been. Maybe she's trying to get the devil out of her, because she ain't had no business shouting that damn hard anyway, but I don't with no glue.
You ain't finna sit here and talk about my auntie and her Jesus. Don't you talk about how she shout.
Auntie, I don't even know this lady. You talking about glue? I don't do glue.
They call her Miss Deborah.
I don't know no Miss Deborah.
She just got her hair done from you yesterday. How you gonna sit here and act like you ain't cut it yesterday?
I didn't cut. You just said glue. Tell Deborah to call me. Tell her to be a real woman and call me and tell me the mistake I done made. Because I don't remember no Deborah, and I ain't used no glue.
I'm finna tell everybody in Atlanta, Georgia, not to come to your house.
Wait a minute. You wait 1 minute. That's my livelihood, you with. Now, I don't need you. Who the is this? Who are you?
My name is Wayne.
Well, I don't know no Wayne. Look here, Wayne.
I know you don't know Wayne, but you
I'm
know.
I'm going to tell you, I got a brother named Big J and Leroy. Bring your Wayne.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't want no problem, but I will throw these hands if I got to.
What? Big J number throw them hands on? Look here. I ain't got time to tell your auntie whoever the made the mistake, it wasn't me. Now, look, you done got me out here on Good Sunday. I just came from church. It's hot as hell. And you telling me about some glue? You ain't got to do today, do you? You ain't got nothing to do.
I got to find out why my auntie half falling out in church.
Well, it ain't me. So call somebody else in Atlanta. Because, hey, I'm the I've been the since '82.
But you must not be it right now. You got people hair falling out in church and glue falling all off on the pews.
Don't say your auntie probably glued her own in. That's probably why it fell out. Now I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm the hottest stylist in Atlanta. So I don't know who no that, but she ain't nobody. If I ain't do a hair. I don't up hair. You can call any and everybody in Atlanta. They'll tell you the same thing.
Look. All I'm saying is, you done messed up my auntie hair. I want to get it rectified. I need you, first of all, to call and apologize to her.
Apologize? Have you got a low show? You been drinking on some Jesus juice with your auntie. That's why her hair fell out. You and Michael Jackson and your auntie Deborah Cece or whatever her name is.
Look, let me tell you. First of all, you're going to respect my auntie.
Okay, whatever you say her name is, I put up.
I want you to redo my auntie hair for free and give her her money back from the first time she paid you.
I don't know who this is. I don't know who you are.
I'm Wayne.
Why you coming? Wayne, look here, Wayne. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hang up in your face.
No, hold up. I'm Deborah's nephew, Wayne. Now, my ain't 52 years old. Now, if you ain't going to respect your elders, how you expect to be blessed? You say you just went to church this morning.
See, that's the problem. You calling me on Sunday with some got me cussing like this. See, now I got to go back inside and have a conference with my pastor behind some
I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get off the phone.
Well, say what the you got to say, because you wasting my minutes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your girlfriend.
Oh, Lord. That I'm about to have my brothers come whoop your That got me. That got me. Nephew
What's up, man? your girl told me, she said, trust me, going off the first 12 seconds.
She know. She know what it is, nephew Tammy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you. You don't do no glue?
No, I don't no glue. I can tell you, I don't no glue.
It's too hot for glue. All right, baby. Ain't nobody half fell out of church tonight. They say you the bomb down there, so I just wanted to call and make sure I prank my girl. She the one.
I'm on site.
All right, baby. Answer one thing for me. What is the baddest? I mean the baddest radio show in the world.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Somebody's gonna give it to you, all right.
Give it to me.
Listen to Team Tommy.
Bruh, you're brilliant.
Thank you, brother. Team Tommy, I appreciate that.
I can't ever call his ass brilliant.
You got to, up.
I don't, brilliant?
Yeah, brilliant.
Boy.
And then that's sexy on top of that.
Now you can't be both now. You have to pick one.
Ever since he got that show.
Yeah.
Ready to love.
You want to see ignorance and stupidity and brilliance.
So, Tommy, can I ask you a question about the show Ready to Love?
Yes.
Can you answer me honestly?
Have you seen it, Steve?
No, I ain't seen it.
No, I haven't had a chance.
Well, you got to see it.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, you have to. It's really good. You'll like it.
Comes on tomorrow night, matter of fact.
Good adult fun. What were you going to ask him, Steve?
Tommy, all the women on the show, you ain't feeling none of them?
What? That's
hey, listen,
what you were going to ask him.
I'm going to be in Tunica tonight. I'm not going to do this with him, man. I'm going to be in Tunica.
Let me just say this. Steve Harvey, you are tired. You are tired.
We're going to dismiss you this morning. That's what we're going to do.
That was on purpose.
Hey, man.
Two shows this weekend in Tunica.
Yeah, he's stuttering. He's feeling somebody.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let me put this in. November 15th through the 17th at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Every show was sold out. I went on and added two more shows on Sunday. Woo. That's it right there. Thursday through Sunday, the nephew is in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone.
Amen.
Two shows left. Get your seats
right now. What's up?
No doubt.
I love how you went straight to promote.
Hey, dog, all right. You don't entertain that.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Gabby and D-Wade, new parents. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's start with the good news, guys. Congratulations. We got to say this, Steve, and these are your friends, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. They welcomed their daughter via surrogate. It's a baby girl. It's the first child for Gabrielle Union. Congratulations.
Yes, while of course, so happy for her.
I am too. Dwayne Wade has three sons, and he also raises his nephew. Gabrielle has struggled with infertility issues for a very long time, and now through via surrogate, she has a baby girl. So congratulations again to Gabby and D-Wade.
Yeah, that's good.
Congratulations, cool. Congratulations mm-hmm. D-Wade.
So see, that's why you didn't know she was pregnant, Steve. That's why.
Because she wasn't.
Yeah, because she
so
wasn't.
So this is when you have somebody else has the baby for you.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, okay. A surrogate.
It's a segregated. It's, what is it? What is it?
Sectional.
And this boy is brilliant.
Yeah, you remember that statement a minute ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was less than what, about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Just quite happened. Don't take away from his brilliantness.
You are really too.
So what's that, segregation?
Yeah, the segregated mother, basically, right?
No, surrogate. That's when you don't have
someone else
you
carries the baby.
Yeah, you don't have the baby in your own body.
Charlie,
someone else carries it.
I stopped wasting time.
So, again, congratulations going out to Gabrielle and D-Wade. We're so happy for them. Man. So happy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good news for them. All right, in other entertainment news, this is really, really sad. The Real talk show host and actress Tamara Mowry's worst fears were confirmed late Thursday morning when she found out that her niece was among the victims who were killed in Wednesday night's mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. No. Yeah. This is really sad. Tamara went public with a plea for information on the whereabouts of her niece, Elena Housley, who had gone to the Borderline Bar with her friends. She got word of her niece's death from police and issued a statement saying, "Our hearts are broken. We just learned that our Elena was one of the victims of last night's shooting. Elena was an incredible young woman with so much life ahead of her, and we are devastated that her life was cut short in this manner." Sad. That is so sad.
That's bad.
I know. You feel for the people and you don't know them, but you can only imagine what the family members are feeling, you know, who lost someone. Jeez. Right.
Loved ones.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just a terrible,
you know, that,
awful
that
thing.
6 degrees of separation is real, even when with the shooting. Like, you know somebody who knows
who
somebody
knows someone.
Who was
yeah.
there. So
yeah.
it's a connection, man. It's really sad.
Yeah. Really, really sad. Oh, man.
What's going on in this country? Man?
I know. You know.
It's full of hate.
And they're happening more frequently now, which is so sad to say. Steve, I know.
I mean, I'm just.
I know. It's like, what do you say?
I mean, look, you know,
as
be
normal.
We can't let this be normal. We cannot.
Well, you know, as the head of a radio show, you're supposed to say all of these, be able to say comforting words and provide. And it's just days where, you know, look, it's just jacked up. Mm-hmm. It's jacked up. It sometimes it ain't words for this. This makes no sense. Makes no sense. It's senseless.
Yeah.
I would just ask anybody that wants to kill themselves, you know, get yourself some help. Get yourself some real help. Call suicide hotline. But don't walk in the building and take nobody else's life and then take yours.
Innocent people. Mm-hmm. You're killing innocent people.
Yeah. All right, Steve, it's time for our headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Detectives are still looking for the why as to where it concerns that massacre the night before last in a Thousand Oaks, California bar. 13 people lost their lives, including a hero sheriff's sergeant and the alleged shooter. was a 28-year-old former Marine named Ian Long, whom authorities say killed himself. 18 others were left injured. According to the Pentagon, Ian Long served one tour of duty in Afghanistan, and even though he was disciplined in 2009 for two incidents of shoplifting, he was not dismissed. In fact, he was later given an honorable discharge. Ballots are still being counted in at least three elections where the results are still too close to call. Florida's governors and Senate races, they're still up for grabs. Both of those races within that one percentage point difference. Democrat Stacey Abrams is still hoping for a recount. Her Republican opponent, Brian Kemp, is already claiming victory, though, and has just quit his job.
The votes are not there for her. I certainly respect the hard-fought race that she ran. But that's a decision that she's going to have to make.
As Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp was in charge of refereeing the vote in his very own election against Abrams. He's accused of sitting on some 53,000 voter applications, about 70% of them from African Americans, and also purging thousands from the voter rolls. This is before the election. Former President Jimmy Carter asked Kemp in a public letter to drop out of the race because of that seeming conflict of interest, but he didn't. Stacey Abrams also has accused Kemp of improperly using his post to influence the outcome of the election, and again is demanding that state officials count every single vote. Again, that race has not been called for either candidate. Senator Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm over the president's post-election moves. Trump essentially fired U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions right after the GOP lost control of the House, then skipped over Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein, which is not really what you're supposed to do, and then appointed Trump loyalist Matthew Whitaker, who was just chief of staff, to oversee the Mueller Russian election meddling probe. Schumer says that this guy Whitaker should recuse himself because he wrote an op-ed piece and made comments on CNN advocating the end of the Mueller investigation and even discussing how he'd do it.
They should not be able to end it. They should not be able to limit it. They should not be able to interfere with Mueller going forward and doing what he thinks is the right thing.
So far, the Mueller probe has produced 32 criminal charges and guilty pleas from four former Trump aides. According to a federal appeals court ruling this week in California, efforts to end ex-President Obama's DACA program being put on hold, even though the Trump administration was trying to get them gone. Former First Lady Michelle Obama's soon-to-be-released memoir calls Trump a misogynist who stalked Hillary Clinton and says that Trump's constant accusations that her son wasn't born here brought out the wingnuts that put her family in danger. Today, National Eating Healthy Day. Okay, maybe they meant Eating Hearty Day. Find out if Uncle Steve's smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour in Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. Jay is here to murder another hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hit murderer himself, Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, before I play the hit, this weekend I'll be in Vegas with my is the word nemesis, George Wallace, at the Hilton, baby. Here's my hit for every man who's been annoyed by a breakup. Check it out. Hit it. Oh, wait a minute, the phone's ringing. God, that's Adele.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It's me.
I know who it is. I'm aware.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Adele, we already went over. We already went over this.
Everything.
We went over everything.
They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much yet.
Okay, well, you know, it's time to move on.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm talking on the phone.
I'm in California dreaming about who we are.
Okay, well, that's over. We moved on.
We were younger.
We moved on, Adele.
And free.
It's time to move on. Let it go. I mean,
I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
You know, we move on. It's just, I've forgotten. Can you just let it go? I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Hello from the earth.
Okay, hello. You don't have to scream. I'm right here.
I must have called it.
Yeah, you called more than 1,000 times. I should report you behind.
To tell you.
Yeah. I'm okay. It's good. I'm cool with it. Yes. Let it go. What now?
How are you?
I'm fine. I mean, what?
It's so typical of me to talk about myself.
Then let it go, Adele, please.
Jay, that's funny. Jay, I can break up with white women. It really is.
This stupid ass is answering this.
I know.
I love it.
You must have gotten that that idea from your own answering service, because when you call Jay and he's not there,
oh,
that's
Jay
what you
do
get.
You.
Yeah,
do.
That's what you get. That is funny,
I'll
Jay.
I'll be at the casino with my buddy George Wallace this weekend in Vegas, y'all. I'll be the funny one.
Where do you come up with this stuff, Jay? That was funny.
Stupid.
How the hell did you and George get a show together? So much.
Took a lot of begging. He begged me.
Yeah, we ain't friends.
Sure.
When you need me there.
Well, congratulations. That sounds fun, yeah. Performing on stage with your friends.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go now. We'll be back and talk about election news update
show, Tommy?
From Georgia and Florida right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Republican Brian Kemp resigned yesterday as Georgia's Secretary of State. This is a day after his campaign said he had captured enough votes to become governor. Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams will not concede, and we here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show support her campaign wholeheartedly. She's demanding that state officials count every single vote. Now, if a runoff is necessary, right. It will take place December 4th. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm not understanding. What did you say that Kemp retired from?
Well, you know, he was Georgia's Secretary of State, so he resigned that job so he could be full-time governor.
Because he feels like he won. He has enough votes.
He feels like that. Yeah, but so he is. Yeah. And Stacey Abrams has not conceded yet, and she says she will not until every single vote is counted. Period.
Well, he'll look too soon.
I sure hope they give her a runoff and he didn't quit that job.
Man, it's hard to go back to
right,
a job.
Right, before
once
he have his other new job.
Right.
Boy, that's like misreading that lottery ticket.
I put everybody in here.
Yeah, I just won a lottery. Everybody in here can kiss my behind. I didn't win.
I ain't like you.
Right.
Willie. Listen to me. Willie, you ain't.
What, man?
You ain't got all the numbers, dog.
How many am I missing?
You ain't got but three numbers. I was reading the wrong number. That was last week's number.
I done cuss all them people out.
Yeah, I know. You quit. I think what hurt you, though, was when you urinated in the boss's pencil cover.
Yeah. I told a whole bunch of people to kiss my behind. I mean, up in their face, everything, man.
Yeah. You got to go back in Monday.
Father God.
Father God.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah, man.
What you going to say when you get in there? Because you told everybody to kiss your head.
You got to make a phone, because if I do it outside and beg to come back in, and they tell me no, that way I won't have to go all the way in the
Willie,
buildings.
But Willie, you said everybody in here kiss my head.
I did say that.
No, you said, and I mean it. That's you too. Mm-hmm.
You think everybody heard me? You think they heard me?
Well, and one lady said, Willie, me too? And you said, yeah, you too. And she started crying.
Oh,
so,
man.
I don't know what you going to say.
What about the janitor? I told the lady who cleaned up, I told her too.
Yeah.
You can't go back in here at all.
She took everything out your desk, took it home, gave it to her kids for school supplies.
Man, I tell you, you can do me a favor.
What you need?
You think you'd be able to pick my check up? Because I ain't going to be going
well,
down.
Well, I don't think they're going to have your check.
Because
you said, no, hold up. Because you told them, you said, right after you said, everybody can kiss my black ass.
Uh-huh.
And you too. And you can keep that ass check. Oh, don't nobody need
I said that.
That.
Yeah,
you said all that.
I said
not
all
the
that.
Money. Not the money, Willie.
So then the white dude that runs human resources, he said, I surely will.
I love Steve's white guy.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah, man.
You want me to tell you something, man?
What? Tell me right now, man.
I think it's over, though. Yeah, I think it's.
Well, let me ask you this: Thanksgiving coming up. You think if I bought everybody a turkey,
Well, Willie, that ain't gonna be possible because you ain't got no damn turkey money.
Right.
You're absolutely right about that. Right about that. Maybe I buy one turkey and give everybody slices.
No, I got a. Now I got a better idea. Probably.
What you got, man?
Huh? Why don't you make a large pan of dressing and give everybody a spoon of
it? Same
That's
thing.
It right there. That's it.
That's genius.
That's it.
Man, I knew we was friends.
Man, that dog on Willie, boy.
So think about that, Brian Kemp, down in Georgia.
God, dog. God. I said that.
All right, up next, it is a nephew with a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, do you think he can stop cheating? But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff, King of Pranks?
Make-A-Wish Ministry.
Oh. Make-A-Wish. That sounds nice.
You know, Make-A-Wish.
You're pranking people on that.
Right. That's really nice.
What's wrong?
You're going to mess around and go to hell on this.
Make a wish
so
ministry.
You want to go to Disney, huh? Guess what? You ain't.
Run that.
New Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the, over the church, you with the Make a Wish ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, and people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him and let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray, say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Now, you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years since I've been able to come, you know, due to my illness. But definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with anything they need, you know, like
when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before.
Huh?
I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church.
Uh-huh.
And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead, let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9",
mm-hmm.
and she's probably about a size 8. Beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man, and I mean she looked like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry. Okay. What do you mean?
Well, listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this man, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
You go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably gonna go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what
you
thought.
Now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody gonna even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't gonna be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No, I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're gonna know who I am. I'm gonna be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. To go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to pray.
No, y'all ain't.
Y'all need to pray for me, man.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of it.
Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't going to hear this, is
you? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest,
Ooh.
Radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
you know you about to leave this world.
You play too much.
Uh-huh.
And all I want is that man's wife before I leave.
That's
all I want.
I know. Oh, this is crazy.
What is Make-A-Wish for if I can't have what I want?
What
is Make-A-Wish for if I can't have what I want?
Tommy, okay. You can't help him before it's too late.
I ain't helping him. I told y'all the boy ain't brilliant.
You said that last hour.
But he is the king of pranks.
Yes, he definitely is that.
And the king is in tonight and tomorrow. Sold out! Yes, I am. And then next week I'm in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone. I added two shows on Sunday. Everything else is sold out. So y'all, down in Richmond, Virginia, the Nephew will be there next week. So get your tickets and be ready. Grand Rapids, Michigan, land in the cut. That's November 23rd. That's Black Friday.
You do that all right, but Junior.
Huh?
Come on.
You want it? Come on now.
Come on.
Huh? Here I is. What? What? Tunica, here I come. Stupidity. Come around once a year.
Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter.
Subject, do you think he can stop cheating? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, before we get to today's strawberry letter, I cannot believe how amazing the studio smells today. Everybody take a big sniff.
Yes.
Doesn't it smell good, right?
Yeah.
What is that, lavender?
Yeah, lavender. And but this time it's lemon fresh pine sol. It just makes me so happy when I come in here and smell that. It you know, I can sing and dance all day with this. You know, every time they clean, pine sol, the scent just makes the place smell so amazing. And it smells really clean in here. Whether it's the lemon fresh or the lavender clean, like you said, Steve, I love them all. But you know what? I was thinking, I wonder why there isn't a strawberry scent. Think about it. Think about it.
Now you're thinking, girl. I like that.
Thank you.
Look at you on your toes.
Maybe that should be the next pine sol scent, okay? Strawberry shine, okay? That would definitely be clean, and it would be my way, okay? Thank you, pine sol. It smells so good in here.
Well, it's a good thing you can clean, because you sure can't cook.
Thank you, Steve. All right, today it is time for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please.
So
I know, I love
sing it.
So
stupid.
And so. So.
All right, submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter.
I like the smell of it all. That's pine sol.
All right.
All right.
Y'all.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It's time. Strawberry letter.
All right. Subject, do you think he can stop cheating? Dear Stephen Shirley, I can't trust anybody these days, so I'm coming to you for advice. 4 years ago, my husband and I were married, and we relocated to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family. I didn't know anyone in the city, but my best friend lived 30 minutes away, so that was good enough for me because she came to visit me often. A year after I got married, I got pregnant, and that's when my husband started cheating on me. I started getting random phone calls on my cell phone and our home phone from women saying that they had slept with my husband and that he's telling everyone that he's single again. After I had my baby, I left my husband for 4 months and went to stay with my parents so I could focus on being a new mom and have some peace. While I was in my hometown, I had an affair with my boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt terrible, and so did he. I turned to my best friend for advice on how to deal with my affair. I figured she would help me sort everything out. Well, that was not the case. Instead of consoling me, she hit me with a whammy. She told me that she had been sleeping with my husband since I left town, and she is now pregnant with his baby.
I'll be there.
She said that since I cheated on my husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the affair. Of course, my husband denies that it's his child, but he did admit to having sex with my best friend many times. Now
How he think it happened?
Now he is begging me to move home so we can work things out. I have drafted divorce papers, but I still love this man, and my child needs a father. What do you think I should do? Do you think he can really stop cheating? Please help. All right, this is a decision, of course, only you can make. But let's look at the facts here. Your husband slept with random women who called your cell phone and called you at home. Your husband was telling everyone that he was single again. You went to your best friend for comfort and found out that your husband was cheating with her. And this is the worst one of all. Your so-called best friend is now pregnant by your husband. Your husband is denying it, of course, but a DNA test will clarify that up. And yes, you're right. you know, you still love this man and your child does need a father, but you got to think about how you felt and how all of this has ruined your family and what this has done to you before you think about taking him back. The trust is broken in this relationship. You no longer have a best friend because your best friend is pregnant with your husband. This is a true mess right here. You and your child deserve better. You know, it's up to you if you want to stay in this situation. I mean, if you think you want to fight for and salvage your marriage, but this is a long road to get back to the trust and to the love and all of that. I mean, counseling, Jesus, all of the above you're going to need if you think you want to stay in this marriage. Steve?
This raggedy mess ain't even really worth getting into. I'm going to just be honest with you, because both these people, my husband and I married, relocated to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family. Right there. Why y'all moving so this man can be closer to his family? What's wrong with him? He got a family now. You know, I don't know no man. I got to move back because I miss my mama and him. Man, come on. You ain't know nobody in the city, but your best friend lived 30 minutes away. So that was good enough for me because she came to visit often. Yeah, after you got married, you got pregnant. That's when your husband started cheating. That's when you found out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you found out he was cheating. I started getting random phone calls on my cell phone and our home phone. Now, right here, hold up. How do they get your cell phone and your home? How? That don't make no sense, man. That's the part I don't understand. How they get your phone number? Lest they got his phone and looked through his phone and got it. Mm. That's the only way I could think about it. Then, some women saying that they had slept with your husband and he's telling everybody he's single again. That's because he back. He back in town. He ain't getting back in town for his family. He got back in town for all them tricks. Mm-hmm. That's who he needed to get closer to. I got to get back over here where these tricks is.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he's about these tricks. This ain't about my mama and him. You ain't heard from his mama since you been back. He ain't been over there one time. Because he been over them tricks house. Tricky, tricky.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, then you had your baby. You left your husband for more months. For 4 months, went to stay with your parents. And then guess what you did? You had an affair with your boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt terrible about it. So did he. So did who? The boyfriend from college? That's a lie. I'll give you the rest of it when we come back. Ain't no problem.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour. Subject, do you think he can stop cheating? We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, did you know that over 80% of people listen to music when they clean? I love coming home from a long day to a clean house that smells amazing. Now, however, not every clean is the same. So you could tell if your space was cleaned by somebody who was having fun and probably jamming to some classics while doing it. What is the cleaner that works on floors, sinks, counters, and tubs and comes in some amazing scents like lavender and lemon fresh? You guessed it, Pine Sol. So grab a bottle of Pine Sol at your local retailer and clean your way.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, do you think he can stop cheating?
Well, this woman and her boyfriend, her husband, got married 4 years ago. Went back to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family, which in essence we found out he wanted to be closer to them tricks. A year after y'all got married, you got pregnant. That's when you say your husband started cheating. He was cheating the whole time. You start getting random phone calls on your cell phone and your home phone. All these women telling you they sleeping with him. And he out in the streets talking about he's single. That's because that's how he was acting. After that, you had your baby. You left your husband for 4 months. Went to stay with your parents so you could focus on being a new mom and have some peace. While I was in my hometown, I had an affair with my boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt horrible. And so did he. No, he didn't.
No, not at all.
He ain't feel nothing horrible. Oh, God, this is horrible. What, he start crying? I can't believe I had slept it with you.
What? Say that again.
I can't believe I had slept it with you.
So guys don't feel remorse and stuff like that, you're saying, Steve?
Not openly.
What?
I ain't met nobody. I ain't not openly. You know, we might get a drink and they say something about it.
I shouldn't have.
But she's married.
I shouldn't have went over there. Uh-huh. No, he don't care nothing about that.
He cares nothing about that. Okay.
No, that boy from college went on and did that. Uh-huh. So, now.
Can I hear the cry again,
Steve? I had slept it.
So he feels nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
So now, do you think he can stop cheating? Well, so far in this life, I'm trying to figure out if you can too. See, it ain't just to do. I turned to my best friend for advice on how to deal with my affair. I figured she'd help me sort everything out. You turned to your friend, told your friend you was having an affair. Well, that wasn't the case. Instead of consoling me, she hit me with a whammy. She told me she been sleeping with my husband since I left town, and she now pregnant with his baby.
Oh.
She said that since I cheated on my husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the affair. Girl, I know we friends and everything, and we cool, but you know, I need to tell you something. Girl, your husband ain't right. He been sleeping with me. I'm finna have his baby.
Oh, God. Mm.
Of course, my husband denies that it's his child. Wait a minute. See, she too cavalier in this letter. Mm. You get this news from your girlfriend. Where is the, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
I can't stand her.
Yeah.
How can she do this to me? You went to, of course, my husband denies that it's his child. But he did admit to having sex with my best friend many times. Now he's begging me to move back home so we can work things out. For what? I have drafted divorce papers, but I still love this man and my child need a father. The child still gonna have a father. The question is, do you want him though? He gonna have to be the father. He might not be the daddy, but he the father forever. What do you think I should do? Do you think he can really stop cheating? Well, he ain't so far.
We got evidence
of that. So once a cheater, always a cheater, you're saying.
Yeah, he ain't come up with no damn nothing.
He's been begging her back, Steve. Move
for
back
what?
Home.
Beg her back to do what?
But that's what she said it says in the letter. Now he's begging me to move home so we can work things out.
That's because he's hungry.
Do you think he can really stop cheating? Well, can you? Because you cheated too.
But I think you don't think she stopped? She didn't get pregnant by her college guy.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, it's not in the letter. We can only go by what's in the letter.
Well, I don't know how long ago they slept together, but she might not know yet.
Ain't no Walgreens in this little town they live in?
No, ain't nobody stopped by no damn Walgreens. Ain't nobody bought a pack of nothing.
Well, the wife isn't. Well, she didn't say she was pregnant by her friend. And then the best friend said that, she said that since the wife cheated on her husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the
Now, that's
affair.
A friend for you right there.
Thank you for being
that's your
a
girl.
Friend.
Yeah, your bestie.
Traveled down the road and back.
Friends like that, man.
Woo, Lord.
She didn't mean
it. Thank you for letting him put it in.
What?
Jay.
You know, we're talking about Walgreens. Here's a Walgreens joke for you.
Mm. All right.
This little boy went down to the drugstore with his father.
Okay.
And they were shopping for some stuff, and they happened to stop in front of the aisle for some grooming products, and the little boy looked down and noticed some condoms.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what they were, so he said, "Dad, what are these right here?" He said, "Those are condoms, son." He said, "What are they for, Dad?" He said, "Those are for to protect yourself when you're having sex or to avoid pregnancy."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Okay." He said, "Dad, what's this? Well, how come it's three in this box?" He said, "Well, son, that's for high school boys. So he can have one for the weekend keep one in his pocket and one in his wallet at all times. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, wow. Then he kept looking at the condoms. He said, Dad, how come it's 6 one in this one, Daddy? He said, oh, son, that's for college boys. Mm-hmm. That's because they're going to have a pretty busy weekend. And then he said, well, Daddy, what's this one right here? How come this one got 12 in it? His daddy teared up a little bit. He said, well, them is for married men, son. He said, Daddy, how come there's 12 of them in here? He said, because that's one for each month.
That's sad. That's sad. But so true.
But he teared up a little
but
bit.
But he teared up. That's for married men, boy.
So why you asking about that box?
That 6 box is what I missed.
All right, we got to get out of here, Steve. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, random fun questions for you, Steve, and us, the crew, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
An 82-year-old Texas woman voted for the first time. Then she died. Yeah, she was 82. She voted for the first time. Then she died. So now I want you, Steve, to name something you could do for the first time and then die.
What?
Mm-hmm. I knew Tommy was good.
What I could do for the first time and then die.
Like 80. Yeah, like this 82-year-old woman, she voted for the first time. She was 82. And then after that, she died. So at least she got the experience of voting finally in her life.
So you named something.
Yeah. I just. Yeah.
I already know for mine. Go ahead.
Probably jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, really? Okay. That's a thrill.
There ain't gonna be no thrill. Steve. You hit that damn ground.
Wait, what?
Not after you hit that damn ground. That's the only way I'm gonna do it. I got to jump on that plane and everything go wrong. For me to die right after that. But I'll be saying the whole way down, my dumb ass should have never got up.
All right, guys. Tommy, you go last because you scare me. Junior, come on, Junior.
What?
What you got? You'll do something for the first time and then you die.
Day the damn thing I want to do for the first time and then die. Death, like death right after?
Uh-huh. Oh, so man. Make it, it's got to be something really good.
Oh, it has to be.
That you've always wanted to do. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That you dream about.
Okay. I'll tell you what I ain't said.
Uh-huh.
But it involves somebody.
Oh.
Ooh.
Come on, Junior.
I'm going to die. Oh my gosh. If I could have.
Stop beating on this tape.
I'm sorry, but if I could have Nia Long.
That's Nia your
Long.
That's your one, Junior.
That's the one.
That's your one right there. You give up your life for Nia
and
Long.
And then you would die.
I'm gonna go right.
Then you die.
Hey, thank you, girl.
Hey, you check hey, on that.
Hey, watch me. Here I go.
That's a damn shame.
Hey. Here. Ooh. It's getting light in here.
Jay.
It's getting light.
What do I would die for?
Yeah.
Do it and then die?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
6 white men.
I hate him. All right.
Pull out the chair.
6?
Okay.
All is good after that, Jay.
I know.
Take me, Lord.
Oh, Lord, take me now. What you got, nephew? I know yours. What?
Dream about it.
Uh-huh.
Fantasize about it. Mm. If I could have that and then die.
What?
Halle Berry. Die right
after that.
Halle
Berry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, die right after that. Right on that.
Maybe I'm being greedy and I wanted 6 white women.
All right, here's another question.
Uh-huh.
Stop saying she looks great for her age. You know our girl, Angela Bassett. I think she just turned 60.
Mm-hmm.
And she does look fantastic. She says she wants people to stop saying that she looks great for her age. Mm. Just say she looks great. Just say she looks great. So what are you guys great at? You know, like, what are you great at something? I mean, for your age, really.
Great?
What are you great at for your age?
I can still put it down pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to go that way,
too. I was going to say that, too.
I think I'm pretty good. We all thought the same thing.
You know what? I'm going to agree with the guys, but with or without somebody. I can put it down.
I'm out.
You good by yourself?
Come back, Carla.
Man, Jay said you ain't got to stay.
I'm not going to do me bad. You know what I'm saying?
Carla!
I'm not going to be mad at me when I'm finished. You know? I'm not going to go, that's all you got? No. I'm going to do me.
Pat yourself on the back.
What? What?
Steve, you're awfully quiet right now.
No, I just said, man.
I know. I think you all in agreement.
Yeah, that's all we thought.
Y'all all on the same page.
All four men thought the same thing
with
at one time.
Or without somebody.
I don't think I'm too bad. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm good.
Wow. Okay. All right.
We're learning so much.
Yeah. Ego much, guys?
Can I just say this? I'm so good at doing me. I have actually said, "Hey, what am I doing in there, man?"
Call that yourself, man.
All right, finally, guys.
I can't be by myself, Jay. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jay.
Let you have that one. Hey,
you're on your own when you're on your own.
Jay, it ain't a threat that can upset you, huh?
That is crazy. All right, finally, a 69-year-old man from the Netherlands is taking it all to the next level. He's in a legal battle to get 20 years knocked off his age, since we're talking about age. His name is Emil.
He's on the news.
Yeah, Radelban. He's 69.
Okay.
He not only wants to get back into the workforce, he's hoping to score some more dates on Tinder as well. Radelban says that he identifies as a 49-year-old, backing it up by claiming that doctors told him at his last physical that he has the body of a 49-year-old, okay? So his argument is that if transgender people are allowed to get their gender changed legally, he should be allowed to change the date on his birth certificate to reflect his self-identity. Mm. All right?
Yep.
So what, Steve?
Go ahead, dude.
Uh-huh.
You can't change your birth.
Go change your birthday. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Your ass gonna die at the same time.
What number
you can write down whatever you want.
You can change that paper.
Dog, you can carve out your tombstone right now.
You can go back to 9 if you want.
Yeah, you can fix it. You still gonna die when you post to.
Don't matter.
Man, he died at 19.
But he looked 80? Life was hard, huh?
Damn, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah, it don't matter.
What was the question?
Well, I was just going to ask you guys, if you could change your age, what would it be?
Man, I'm going back to 19.
God, that's you mean and actually be that age?
Yeah,
if you could change your age and just be that age.
You mean 40. What about you, Steve?
I got this mind, though.
19.
Hurry.
About 45.
Oh, you was good.
44, 45.
All right.
Really,
yeah,
Steve?
If I could get back up in there, boy.
Ooh, it was nice.
All right,
go. I wouldn't want the life I had. You know.
All right, up next is week 10 in the NFL, and guess who will be in the building? Pimpin' at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is week 10 in the NFL, and you know who is in the building.
Uh-oh.
There he is.
Pimpin'. Is that Pimpin'?
Here he comes.
You know it.
Sliding in here.
Every Friday about this time. Uh-huh.
He's back further and further each week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He outside.
Oh, what's up? What's up, everybody? Yeah, you know, the voice a little raspy right now. I was out checking traps, and it just got a little chilly outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had to go and get up in there and say some things to some people, you know. Mm. I wasn't hollering at no girls and nothing, but some of them customers, I had to cuss a couple dudes out, man.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have a question to ask you.
Yo, what you got? What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man? You shop again. Did you go to the polls on voting day, Pimpin'?
Oh, hell yeah. Pimps vote.
All right,
yeah, you can't be a pimp without voting. I'm telling you that right now. They the polls, ain't they? What pimp you know won't go to see the polls? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What pimp you know won't go see the polls?
You better know that. What's up? Hey, what's up, Shirley?
Hey, Pimpin'.
How you doing? Hey, Chocolate?
What's going on, Pimpin'?
What's happening? I'm feeling. What's up, Tommy?
Pimpin' Pimp. What's up, baby?
Yeah, you all right this week? You still tripping?
No, I'm good, Pimpin'.
Yeah, you know, you've been doing some things. I've been wondering. I said, what's up with Tommy? You know, you be all right, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good, man.
Can't catch what you can't catch. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that was deep.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be deep, just true. You can't catch what you can't catch. I'm just trying to let him know ain't no catching me. So you might as well go on quick. You can put your hands up.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Junior?
What's happening, Pimpin? My hero. What's
my man with the boys.
Oh, man, you just inspired me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do.
You inspiration.
How you like the one I got on today?
I like that right
you
there.
You see that? You ain't seen this.
No, Jay, you like got to see this, man.
This one right here?
What is that, man? What's that?
100% man? Monkey.
Oh, that's ignorant. That's ignorant.
Well, yeah. You ain't never seen this right here.
No, Pippin.
Monkey?
Man, all monkey.
All monkey.
Can I ask, can I ask a question? When you have monkeys...
Hold up, man.
How these monkeys...
They just like Lucky Charms. They magically delicious. They just appear. I go to the store. You know, I go to this my place in Cleveland, Albert's.
Yeah.
You know, and they just have it for me. They say, Pimp, we got something special for you in the back. And I say, what? They said, you ever had monkey before? I say, hell no. They pull this coat out. I said, I got to have that. Monkey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Monkey?
As soon as I put it on,
I said Jungle Love. You know what I'm saying? I saw Wesley Snipes with them white girls and everything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That Spike Lee movie.
That's all right. So what's going on? What y'all doing today?
We got we got some games, Caesar. I mean, Pimp. We got some.
Hey, I asked you last week. Why you be trying to talk like me? This ain't what you do. You ain't no pimp. You a prank.
That's the wrong P, Pimp.
Yeah, you got the wrong P. Pimps don't prank and pranks don't pimp. So you stay in your lane.
I'm in my lane.
On the D right there. Why you try to see how he do? You don't hear him trying to slide it in?
All right. Are you ready to do the scores? Predictions, Pimpin?
Damn, whatever, dude.
All right, let's get started, Pimp. Here it is, man. Hey, Pippa, check this out. Now, the Saints are playing Cincinnati, and dig this now. Dez Bryant is now playing for the Saints.
Hey, yo, hold up. What, dude, ain't he just supposed to say the teams, Junior?
Yes, sir.
I know sports. I know way more than he knows.
Oh, he said he know way more.
I know who with who.
Well, I didn't know you know who was with who.
I done already picked the Saints go to Super Bowl.
Oh, what? Who that?
Now, who that pimp that?
That's a little early.
What you mean it's a little early? It's a prediction.
Okay.
What, you going to give a prediction late?
The day of?
Yeah, then that ain't a prediction then.
It's a bit early.
Damn, you don't know nothing.
Okay. I know Atlanta playing Cleveland. I know what's about to happen with that.
And I'm going to pull for Cleveland.
Always.
Now, you know that? Now, I'm not scared of you.
Okay. Well, you're going to have that loss. Let me see. Who did you pick, the Saints or Cincinnati?
I just said the Saints going to the Super Bowl. What is you listening?
Okay, and are you picking Cleveland over Atlanta? Okay, good. Detroit at Chicago.
I'm on both them cities, but I'm going to have to go with the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, I got to go with the Bears.
All right, Monkey.
excuse me, it's Pimp.
Pimp.
Pimps wear monkey. Monkey don't wear pimps.
That was deep right there, too.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I be trying to pull his coat, but it's so short. excuse me. I tried to pull his jacket.
Whatever. Arizona at Kansas City.
Kansas City, baby. Ain't no doubt about it. You can't beat them.
New England headed to Tennessee.
Tennessee, baby. I'm pulling for Tennessee all the way. I can't stand the Patriots.
All right. Washington at Tampa Bay.
Washington Redskins.
Buffalo at New York Jets.
Oh, man, this is a bad game. Can't neither one of them play no ball.
Come on, Pimpin.
Man, that's just like saying who going to win the Tiddlywink game. Yeah, who the hell know how to play that? I don't know, man.
Jets can't win. Donaldson throwing interception. I'm going to go and pick the Buffalo Bills, man.
With Buffalo? The Jets? Okay, okay, okay. Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
You short like your money. Because you can't buy no monkey, now you mad at me.
All right, we'll be back with more of Week 10 of the
tell
NFL
you to go down there.
With Pimpin'
tell you to buy no
right
monkey
after this.
You can have a one show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are back with part two of Week 10 of the
NFL.
I think we left off with Buffalo at the Jets.
No, yeah, he picked the Jets.
You know, well, it's so different coming up.
Yeah,
this
he picked Buffalo.
He picked Buffalo.
Yeah, I picked Buffalo. He don't pay no attention. Man, this dude, he different.
We had Jacksonville versus Indianapolis.
Where's you at?
We left off
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville and Indianapolis.
Yeah. Man, Jacksonville can't win no damn game. They done gave up, ain't they? Duval!
No.
Yeah, but dang, I don't know, man. I'm going to tell the truth. Coach going to win, man. I'm just going to have to tell you
coach
that.
Coach going to win. All right.
Indianapolis.
Yeah. Tom, what kind of jacket is that you got on? What is that made out of? Damn.
This is Stingray, partner.
Oh.
Stingray? You ain't got no money for no Stingray.
That's Stingray.
Cotton. Partner, who told you? That's Stingray print cotton. I know that. This monkey. See, this monkey, this undisputed monkey. Right? There ain't no question about this. Anytime they got to question your fabric, it must not be the fabric.
Hey, funky monkey. Los Angeles Chargers at Oakland Raiders.
Oh, Oakland, yeah. I'm going to pick the Chargers, man. You know what I'm saying?
L.A.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, here's a good one right here. Seattle on their way to play the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, they're going to get their draws two out because they ain't going to lose two in a row. I can tell you that right now. Rams.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Miami Dolphins at Green Bay.
Oh, man, Green Bay. Come on, anybody finna do this here with you.
Okay.
I ain't even picked the push game yet.
Here's a good one right here. This might be your push, man.
What
Dallas against Philly.
Oh, hell, now, there ain't no push game. Philly.
Yeah,
no damn push,
Philly.
Man. You got to be joking. That's Philly, man, all the way, baby.
All right, Monday Night Football.
WDAS 105.3 sound like Philly to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you better
Frankie.
Know that, man. What's up? Frankie Dawson. I sure like Frankie, man.
Yeah, we love her.
Oh, boy, she's big. You know, I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Monday Night Football,
I said Frankie Dawson one time. You know, Dawson. You know, when you say Frankie Dawson, I think like battery.
Battery.
You know,
Duracell.
Duracell.
Yeah, Dawson, Duracell. You know, sometimes I want to hear.
All right, you going to do Monday night for me? New York Giants.
Oh, I ain't even pick a push game.
Okay. New York Giants.
Oh, well, let's go back to the push game then. Let me pick a push.
Probably going to be the Detroit, Chicago. Top. Detroit, Chicago.
And it was one more, too.
Saints versus Bengals?
Saints versus Bengals, yeah. I better go with the push game. It's Chicago and Detroit.
Okay.
All
either
right.
One.
So how you feel about that, Hato?
You want to do the Monday Night Football or not?
Which one is it?
New York Giants at San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
I would pick the Giants, but, man, Eli, he back there so damn nervous. He be throwing the ball like a crackhead, like he just scared. He back there in the back shaking. I be going, damn, man, you ain't nothing like your brother. Peyton stand back there and be throwing his ass off. Eli be back there just throwing it in the air. Odell mad at him, too.
All right, thank you, Pimpin'. We'll be back with more.
This is what it sounds like when pimps cry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's start with the good news, guys. Congratulations. We got to say this, Steve, and these are your friends, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. They welcomed their daughter via surrogate. It's a baby girl. It's the first child for Gabrielle Union. Congratulations.
Yes, while, of course, so happy for her.
I am too. Dwayne Wade has three sons, and he also raises his nephew. Gabrielle has struggled with infertility issues for a very long time, and now through via surrogate, she has a baby girl. So congratulations again to Gabby and D-Way.
Yeah, that's good.
Congratulations, cool. D-Way. Mm-hmm.
So see, that's why you didn't know she was pregnant, Steve. That's why. Because she was. Yeah, because she
was. So this is when you have somebody else has the baby for you.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, okay. A surrogate.
It's a segregated. What is it? What is it?
Sectional.
And this boy is brilliant.
Yeah, you remember that statement a minute ago? Yeah.
And that was less than what, about 5 minutes?
Yeah. Just
quick. Don't take away from his brilliantness.
You are really team.
So what's that, segregation?
Yeah, the segregated mother, basically. Right?
No, surrogate. That's when you don't have
someone else
carries
the baby.
Yeah, you don't have the baby in your own body.
Charlie,
someone else carries it.
I'll stop wasting time.
So again, congratulations going out to Gabrielle and D. Wade. We're so happy for them. Man. So happy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good news for them. All right, in other entertainment news, this is really, really sad. The Real talk show host and actress Tamara Mowry's worst fears were confirmed late Thursday morning when she found out that her niece was among the victims who were killed in Wednesday night's mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. Yeah. This is really sad. Tamara went public with a plea for information on the whereabouts of her niece, Elena Housley, who had gone to the Borderline Bar with her friends. She got word of her niece's death from police and issued a statement saying, "Our hearts are broken. We just learned that our Elena was one of the victims of last night's shooting. Elena was an incredible young woman with so much life ahead of her, and we are devastated that her life was cut short in this manner." Sad. Mm-hmm. That is so sad.
That's bad.
I know. You feel for the people and you don't know them, but you can only imagine what the family members are feeling, you know, who lost someone. Yeah. Jeez. Right.
Loved ones.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just a terrible, awful thing.
You know, that 6 degrees of separation is real, mm-hmm. even when with the shooting. Like, you know somebody who knows somebody
knows someone.
Who was
yeah.
there. So
yeah.
it's a connection, man. It's really sad.
Yeah. Really, really sad. Oh, man.
What's going on in this country, man?
I know.
It's full of hate.
And they're happening more frequently now, which is so sad to say. Steve, I know.
I mean, I'm just...
I know, it's like, what do you say?
I mean, look, you know,
as... It starts to be normal.
We can't let this be normal. We cannot.
Well, you know, as the head of a radio show, you're supposed to say all of these, be able to say comforting words and provide. And it's just days where, you know, look, it's just jacked up. Mm-hmm. It sometimes it ain't words for this. This makes no sense. Makes no sense. It's senseless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just ask anybody that wants to kill theyself, get yourself some help. Get yourself some real help. Call suicide hotline. But don't walk in the building, take nobody else's life and then take yours.
All right, coming up next, our last break of the day, and Steve will have some closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day, last break of the week. It's been a good week. It's been a trying week. Our thoughts and prayers still go out to the people in Thousand Oaks, California, and for this country, this nation right now.
You know, we're in a position where we have to start doing something. We have to be a little bit more proactive instead of waiting on these tragedies to happen. You know, we got to put some laws and some policies in place. Do I know exactly what that is? No. I know something has to be done. We're too free in this country. We are free to do whatever we want to do to anybody. And then we got the nerve that after we do it, we have rights. That's the alarming thing to me. After you do what you want to do to a group of people, you can mass murder people, and then we have the audacity to turn around and give you rights. When those victims did not have a right. No victim has a right. They, young people were sitting there trying to enjoy themselves. People go out to Vegas at a concert to enjoy themselves. People go to movies to enjoy themselves. People go to church to enjoy themselves. And then somebody comes in and takes away all of that. Their life, their dreams, their family's hopes. They cause so much misery. And then we turn around and give them same people some rights. That's crazy to me. You don't deserve any rights. When you snuff out a person's life, what right do you need? I don't understand that. Well, with that being said, let me offer you a bit of inspiration. Let me flip it a little bit and turn this thing around. On completely another subject, because I just want to do something to inspire people. Do you know that you can become as successful as you want by simply changing your attitude? If you can change your mindset, if you can just change it, you can change everything about you. Now, you say, well, Steve, you're making it sound so simple. The way to do it is simple. It's complicated when you don't see it as simple for you. You then automatically complicate it. I was saying the other night to my studio audience, one of the things that enabled me to get to where I am and most people that I know who are successful is that they have incorporated the true essence of what faith is. And let me share that with you. Here's the simplicity of it all. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. Do you know that in order to be as successful as you can be, you're going to have to believe in something that you can't see? You have to believe in something that you can't see. That's how you truly get to where God wants you to be. Because faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. And it's hard to get the average person to understand that. Well, Steve, if I don't see it, how can I believe in it? That's what faith is. Faith is asking God for something, not knowing how that is going to happen, but believing that it will. Example. God, I want to buy a home. I want to buy my family a home. Well, guess what? You may not have the credit. You may not have the down payment. Or you may not even have a job that substantiates a mortgage payment. But that ain't what you did, though. You ask God for something, and you ask him for something that you don't see how you can do. But if you just get out of God's way and just do what he asked you to do, faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. How he not going to give you a home? You think God don't have enough sense to know that you don't have the down payment? You think that God is so out of touch that he don't know your credit is messed up? You think God don't know that you don't have a job that seems adequate enough? You don't think God can give you those simple things right there? It's just three things: some credit, a job, and a savings. But I dare you to try it. This is the same God that made heaven and earth in 6 days. How he can't give you them three little things? He made all this in 6 days, but he can't give you them three things. You got to up your faith. You have got to up your faith. If you up your faith, you begin the transformation that you've always wanted. It's not a secret. It's been there for the taking the whole time. You've always heard that a man is as he thinketh. You've always heard faith without works is dead. And you've always heard that faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. Those are very simple things. But if you apply them, you can begin to change the trajectory of your life immediately. That's how I got here. That's how you can get wherever you want to be. And that's how I'm going to go further. because I believe that God is going to do something for me that I've asked for, and I don't have any idea how it's going to get there. I don't have any idea. I really don't. I really don't. But I don't have to. I believe in stuff that I cannot see. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it, baby. You better drop it. Yes, for all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.